Good day, and welcome to Sea to Ski with Sarah and T, putting the P in professionally managed vacation rentals. This is the Vacation Rental Management Professionals Podcast, coming to you from the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
And from the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. I'm Sarah Bradford from Winter Park and Steamboat Springs.
And I'm Tim Cafferty from the Outer Banks of North Carolina and Sandbridge, Virginia. Together, we bring you the first podcast focused solely on professionally managed vacation rentals across the nation, or as we like to call it, Sea to Ski
with Sarah and T.
In the next 30 minutes, we hope you'll join us on our journey as we dive into issues affecting folks like us, the professional vacation rental manager, allowing you to run your business more effectively, make more money, and most importantly, have fun doing it. We are back and better than ever. I'm Tim.
And I'm Sarah.
And last time we shared with you the sordid tale of our failed recording attempt at the VRMA conference. But interestingly enough, our most popular episode to date was episode 6. Making Lemonade Out of Lemons, which is our report about that whole thing. And that brings us to today's episode, Sarah. We have promised and we are going to deliver.
We are going to try to recreate for you the magic that happened at VRMA with our session with different leaders around the industry sharing their key takeaways from the conference.
Well, not only did we get takeaways from the people that were in attendance in the room, as we had a pretty good crowd there, but we also put the message out. We put the word out to everybody, and we got a lot of takeaways. So don't be offended if your takeaway doesn't make the podcast, because we got a lot, right?
We sure did. So we tried to pick a few real specific ones and then some general ones so that everybody can get something out of this.
So let's just jump right in and comment as we will.
Sounds good.
All right. Jack Britton, our friend from the San Carlos agency out in Carmel, California, he had a couple of good ones. It was one of his first VRMA conferences ever, and he had two that I will pass along here. He said that one of the things he's bringing home is that we don't charge a commission, we earn a commission. I like that one. And then the other was, it's better to have a few people that love you than a lot of people that like you. Any comments there?
My husband tells me that a lot, actually. But, you know, the thing on the charge versus the earn, back to that easier topic. So do you think if an owner says, a potential owner says, hey, what do you charge? Do you think you should say, do you mean what do I earn?
That's the one way to approach it. Yeah. So it is a mindset, though. Mm-hmm. My brother always refers to me as a fee person. He says everything you do involves a fee. And so you fee people kill me, but I always turn it around to say, no, we provide a service, Tom. Jack, you're providing a service. Don't worry about what they say.
You're
earning your commission, buddy.
Sounds good. All right. On to Ann Morris Schnobelt from Lake Tahoe Accommodations. Some of you may know or have met her famous father, Jim Morris, that's been in this industry for a long time. It was one of the founding members and part of VRMA long ago. I'm still involved. We just saw him last week. But here were Ann's four takeaways. First of all, that you can refer to your high season rates as standard or regular rates as off season. So instead of saying these are our high season rates or these are our regular off season rates, you can say these are our standard rates and these are our off season rates, which kind of helps digest those a little more. And then the second one we've heard a lot. We've actually had many people turn this one in. So we're giving in the credit, but other people really like this one. We need to proactively educate our owners about what's happening in the market so that we have already given the owners the cons of virtual managers or other things going on in the market before the owner comes to us ready to jump ship. This has resonated with a lot of VR owners who feel, you know, you kind of assume the owners know what you know, and they don't even think that the owners want to hear about the industry. But as we've said, if you're not telling them, somebody else is, and they need to hear it from you as the expert so that when they get the noise out there in the market, they're not ready to call you and say they're leaving. What do you think about that one, Tim?
Oh, I think it's absolutely, we've actually talked about in previous podcasts. Some people are very reticent to tell what they do for others. But the fact of the matter is, you do a lot, and you want to make sure your owners are on board. And so as we are recording this, it's right at the end of the month. It's going to be my newsletter article to my owners next month, as a matter of fact, just to remind them once again how great we are.
brag on yourself.
That's it. Nobody else going to.
Yep. All right. Ann also said, if you have to fight for vacation rental rights at a government meeting, oh, I love this one, you might want to hand out bright shirts that all supporters wear for visual impact. Wow. Isn't that a good one?
Yeah, that is good. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. It really would show support and show all the people and the locals and the community that are fighting for the same rights in that one room. And then the last one, I've heard this from a few others too, is that she learned the term dog fooding. Have you heard that term,
Tim?
I've
never heard that term.
Okay. Well, dog fooding, have you ever heard you should eat your own dog food?
Okay.
I guess that's a saying, okay. Even though that's gross. Mm-hmm. But what it means is you should stay in one of your properties or you should book with your competition to understand the experience. And I 100% believe this. I have to stay in a lot of our vacation rentals when I go to Winter Park if my own property's occupied. And staying in a property is completely different than just inspecting it. And then staying in a competitor's, how cool would that be, right? To really see what it's like. You going to do that?
I think the check would bounce. I'm not sure they would accept that reservation. Good idea. I love it.
It's the next one.
Well, we already talked about this somewhat in our last episode, and that's Maureen Regan, our immediate past president. Hard to say because she's been our president for the last year, but Mike Harrington is the president of Vacation Rental Management Association now. And she's from Seaside Vacation Rentals up in Maine. She's a great advocate of our industry, as most of you listening know. But her opinion is that vacation rental managers are greatly underappreciated. And it's always a takeaway when she gets together with others because part of the underappreciation is our own fault, kind of back to the self-promotion thing. We have been too reluctant to toot our own horns for too long. The reality is that we do a lot more than just reservations. I'll never forget last week's not so hot off the press, but definitely happening interview with Ben Edwards, where he talked about everybody thinks the industry is so easy. All you do is throw them some keys and they come back a week later. Sure.
Do it.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Let's do that. Oh, my. So that's what Maureen's talking about. But she says, think about the additional things we do to make every vacation a great experience: cleaning, maintenance, accounting, security, customer service for our homeowners and guests. We are the professionals who care about each and every home we manage and each and every experience our guests and owners have interacting with us. So she was delighted that this last VRMA conference may have opened a frank discussion with the big OTAs and how we can work together on making sure everybody understands what we do.
And let's hope those OTAs listen, because as my Southern friend said, bless their heart, they don't really talk about all the things that have to happen besides just getting the booking. All right, we're going to move on to Dre Kazianchuk. Hopefully I said it right, because she's my staff member in Winter Park Lodging Company. She heads up our owner relations department, and she's amazing. And her key takeaway was unique, local, and personal. Airbnb talked about this, Nathan, in the keynote. But sharing the local experience with guests is underrated. Guests want to know where to go. They want to know what to get and eat and make the most of the time in your area. When I'm running out the door to hit the slopes, I want to fuel up without missing fresh tracks. And she says she goes to Sharky's for their hard hat burrito to go. You call up 5 minutes beforehand and there's a special breakfast. They'll be waiting for you with a cup of coffee for $6. What can you get in a ski town for $6? Huh? Do you know? That's all you can get is a burrito. But this awesome breakfast can be devoured on the chairlift. And just getting that insider scoop is what people want these days. They don't want to just come to a place and stay in a hotel anymore. They're staying in a vacation rental, get a taste of the area. You know the great things. I don't know what to do in the Outer Banks. You're going to tell me when I come there someday. I don't want to just go to the Chili's on the corner. Do you have one of those? Do you have Chili's?
We don't have any chains.
Okay, no chains. Yeah. My friend Matt Hall in Steamboat was just telling me about there's a wave of speakeasies going on around the country. Did you know that? There's places you have to know a special code to get into the bar, a bar inside a bar. It's this underground thing. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, right? Because then you have this special experience not everybody can have. Give your guests the speakeasy.
Okay. I'll have to open one, but okay. I'm sure that's, well, again, it's valuing your position in the market. So good stuff. Okay. So we go on to Robin at Moving Mountains, one of your competitors. I remember he kind of quizzed you on this, and I'm not going to do what he did, but he asked you, what kind of business are you in?
No, he said it like this. Sarah, he's from England, so he's dying right now that I'm trying to speak English, right? He said, how would you describe the vacation rental industry in one word?
Yeah. See, I would have failed as well because my word would have been service.
Oh.
But that's not the direction he went. And actually, he took it far enough to write an article on LinkedIn. So good on him. And thanks, Robin, for sharing. The word is relationship. We're in a relationship business, and that's hard to argue with, whether it's a relationship with owners, guests, staff, local community. Point being, if we have a focus on building strong and lasting relationships in all areas of our business, then we combat the market forces that threaten to make vacation rentals a commodity. Online booking platforms like VRBO, HomeAway, Expedia are driving an incredible number of new guests towards vacation homes, and that is welcomed. But for the most part, the way we see it, they are now just in the transaction business, and that is a very different view of the world than the one we hold dear. Because they're publicly held with shareholders to answer to, they are focused on scale, profits, and growth. Relationships are definitely a second consideration given the way they have imposed their view of the universe on the marketplace at once loved them so dearly. So for those reasons, if you want to stay in this business, Robin says that he believes you have to know that you are in a relationship business. Without strong, trusting, valuable, and fun relationships, you have nothing. And I think we covered that pretty significantly in one of our past podcasts, as a matter of fact.
That's probably where he got the idea.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Robin, understand who is busting on you here. And the other thing that this was heard time and time and time again is that his other takeaway was we need to work with each other and learn from each other. And that's pretty much what VRMA has been all about in the 26 years I've been going to it. It's the most open and communicative industry conference I have ever been to.
Yeah, and if we could recreate the podcast, we would tell a story about a guy in the back. Remember, he told that, what was he from, St. John's Island? And he told a story how he never, ever shared with his competitors. Never. And then one day, and he said it in this good Southern accent. Yes. And then he said, and one day that competitor shared with me when I needed him to share.
Good Lord. You are doing the voices.
And now he realizes how helpful that is. And ironically, yes. Robin is in Steamboat with Moving Mountains, and we're competitors. But even just since this podcast, we've started to share more. And it, you know, it's okay to share with your neighbors.
It is okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on. Well, I'll go. I'm actually going to. Yeah, I can go to Robert Blay, yeah, Stay Robert. Winter Park. That's another one of my competitors. All my competitors were in the room. Yes. He had a more specific takeaway, which I thought was a really interesting one, since Winter Park can be very drive-to market from Denver. That was, prior to the arrival, offer the guest an extra day at the beginning of the trip, and then again during the trip, send them a message asking to extend at a slightly discounted rate. Now, I don't think this would work for you, Tim, in the summer, right? Because you're back to back. But in Winter Park, we have a lot of weekend stays. We might have four-night stays. We have an open day on the front or the end of it. What a cool thing to offer to raise the revenue, right? Sometimes guests get there and somehow their schedule changes and they can stay an extra day. Maybe we get a big snowstorm and they decide to ask off for work. So be always asking and letting them know that they could stay longer if they can.
Great. So our next takeaway comes from our great friend Amy Gaster at Tybee Vacation Rentals. The rest of the podcast is dedicated to Amy's takeaways. We love Amy to death. Matter of fact, she posted on her Facebook page her riding on the train back to Savannah, listening to our podcast, held up a sign that I feel like you two are riding with me. So she listened to all the podcasts on there. And then not only was that enough, let me apologize to the entire staff at Thai Vacation Rentals, because she went home and she made their entire staff listen to all of our podcasts so they could be up to speed. She loves us is what it starts with. And she took away some of her.
And we love Amy. Do you want me to summarize it? Because I kind of have it in my head.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm gonna summarize Amy, because she also has a Southern accent. So
she
at least
has four pages of information.
She has four pages. But don't worry. I'm gonna bring it down to just a few key takeaways. The first one was the booking.com session, which was failing is a good thing. Welcome to the lessons learned as a result of user testing. Gets to a little bit of what Anne had said earlier in a takeaway. Just going deep on walking through the entire process a guest goes through, from finding your property to trying to book it to calling you to then after booking. I think sometimes we think a lot about reservations, Tim, but we don't also think about then what's the whole experience like when I'm leading up to my trip? What are all the emails like? Do they have the same tone? Do they have all the information I want? How hard is it? Make it easy.
getting into going through every single process that your guest goes through, and even watching a guest go through it, even though that sounds kind of creepy, but seeing what it's like to get into that, into the door of the property, and then the whole experience. And that's back to the dog fooding. And then another takeaway she had was Airbnb is pretty cool. And so this is an interesting part. I just have to read. She said, okay, I'm a Gen Xer, so I had a really hard time understanding the appeal of Airbnb. As a 40-something-year-old, the thought of couch surfing sounded like a nightmare to me and most of my friends. But I have learned that experience was the old Airbnb, the whole house rentals, and working with property managers now promoted and desired by their guests just as much. So Airbnb has really become a travel verb, and millennials and others, they book an Airbnb, whether we like it or not. We're not seeing it so much in the vacation rental world yet, but I think they're on their way. And the big thing she learned about was how these days it's about experiences, and it's back to this unique, local, and personal. And I just would challenge all of you to figure out, how are you making the experience unique, local, and personal? So she's pretty pumped about going back and doing that.
Great. And that leads us to the next one, Claire Reisberg from Galveston, Texas, one of our buds. Her takeaway is that she needs to do a better job of educating her homeowners. She does a newsletter and owner web stuff, but they're more operational. She says she plans on talking about changes in the industry. And boy, there's a lot out there right now. I was just looking at Google Alerts a while ago, and there were three things that popped up about vacation rentals. And so the homeowners are reading about this in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Google, wherever. She wants to hear an explanation from someone in the industry for her owners who studies the industry and can put it on the right spin. So good on you, Claire. That's a good one.
All right, next we have Miller Hawkins of Boo Realty in sunny Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, who just became a VRMA board member, so thanks for your service. His big takeaway was just, without us, the vacation rental manager, the OTAs have nothing. And it's important that we come back together, talk with each other, and don't let the big business take over. It's okay or it's not okay if you're on an OTA, but he's saying, let's talk with each other, let's share, because that's what this industry is all about.
Very good. That leads us to Brittany Schmidtke of TripAdvisor, who came up with the word of the conference, as far as I'm concerned, and that's coopetition. I think I said that correctly. Lino Maldano of Wyndham said it Monday in the growth hacking and owner acquisition session. She said she loved the word, and it does explain the industry very well. So many industry professionals there sharing. We talked about that earlier in this podcast and several. We're all dedicated to learning from each other and keeping the industry moving forward. And so Brittany had a good word to take away. And she also threw in there, OTAs aren't the big bad wolf, after all, that they are made out to be. And Brittany's certainly a fine lady who does a good job. And so thanks, Brittany. Appreciate your cooperation and your addition to our podcast.
Because I got to say, Tim, when a vendor goes to a session, I'm impressed. It really impresses me that they're not just standing in their booth and then waiting for us to come back. So I did notice that she and a few others from TripAdvisor showed up to sessions. Good on you, as Tim would say. So David Stansberry, another vendor from findrentals.com, his big takeaway was, in the past few years, he's heard presentations about the importance of not just having a great website with all the bells and whistles to drive the customer to buy and to book lodging, but also how it is equally important to use your website to its fullest abilities to extend your reach and bring in more and more travelers. So he heard a lot of presenters talk about adding a travel guide, great content and useful for the traveler, or event directories, great content and outstanding way to capture travelers already coming to your area and interest new ones searching for fun things to do. And then social media, he said, is it the great equalizer, question mark? It's not the end all be all, but it's evolving and growing every day, as you've seen, Tim, into a fantastic way to reach your audience. Look at Google Analytics a lot, and almost probably too much, but I look at the web pages that they're on, and a lot of our users are not necessarily on a property page, but they're just researching, like, what's snow like in Winter Park, or the sledding hill, or random things about hiking trails in our area. So it's surprising how much people just look for other things about, let's say, the Outer Banks versus just, should I book Seaside House?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, content's critical, and I think that's one of the things Google rewards now, time on your site, so chase it. Next one is from Cindy Harder from Winter Park Resort. Her key takeaway involved our friend Steve Milo and the, I'm going to call it, gemification of properties, and how Steve has put precious metals in place, gold, silver, bronze, etc., when he rates the houses. And the biggest takeaway she had was that he indicated that he has actually a specific waiver that he passes along to a guest that rents one of the lower budget-friendly properties that might be a bronze or what have you, to make sure they're aware of what they're getting into. And the idea is it may help with the complaints down the road. If the AC doesn't work just right or the decor isn't just right, they have a waiver that has addressed that prior to the guest arrival. It's pretty brave stuff.
Moving on to Derek Eaton of Seattle Oasis Vacation Rentals.
Now, we should say Derek shared like five times in our conference. I think he really had a Jones for some candy bars.
He did.
But he only took one.
He also was on Matt Landau's podcast. So the guy likes to be on podcasts.
He is our biggest podcaster yet on our show. Yeah.
But Derek is fighting the good fight in Seattle with a lot of stuff going on with vacation rentals there. And his the takeaway I took from him, I think, is just a good debate, is do you want the keynotes at VRMA conferences to be inspirational, or do you want them to be industry related, or I guess we'd all say both. But if you didn't party too much the last night and you came to, or you didn't have to leave early like Tim did to fly home, and you went to the last two presenters, they were inspirational. They were not in our industry, and I thought both were excellent. So Derek says, kudos to the planning committee for VRMA that they had those two speakers. And he said inspiration for him when he's done in the battle for Seattle in regards to saving vacation rentals versus home sharing to follow Idaho, Florida, and Arizona leads to possibly take the issue to the state level. So sometimes we do just need some inspiration. We need some pump you up. What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly right. Derek's good, but we talked to Mike Copps about that in our previous episode, and I think he had a good explanation that sometimes it is good to have those pump-you-up things, but the conference committee particularly felt like there was a need to address the OTA thing, and they did that very well this time around, so I'm sure Derek will give him a pass. Okay, Whitney Sauls is next, Sloan Realty, Ocean Isle, North Carolina, one of my buds. We've known each other for a long time, and she talks about the relationships of her past 16 years in the VRMA, learning, brainstorming, you know, comparing with peers we've talked about. But one of the things she said, not exactly specific, but again, I think you all can identify with, that she was committed to reassessing all of her departments to ensure that her operations are properly structured and the right resources in place. There was a lot of conference sessions dedicated to that. Sure, she had several takeaways, and she was able to go home and get that going. How about this next character that's on the list?
Oh, this next character, Sarah Bradford. Who is she? She's very famous. Okay, I'm going to summarize the last three because they're all from my crew. The first one is Sarah Bradford. This one is a very specific takeaway, but for the from the session I went to with Dirk Johnson, who gave us t-shirts, so we got to give him a call out again. Two things. We need a safety data sheet for every procedure we do in housekeeping to make sure we're covered, and we need a standard appearance document, meaning you should create documents that explain what you want properties to look like. Never even have thought of that other than just giving directions to cleaners. And then Amy Regner from my company said her key takeaway was hire the right people to the right position and empower and encourage them to fix problems and make decisions on their own. We could do a whole podcast on that.
Oh, yeah.
That is big stuff. If you want to have some free time in your life, you got to achieve that takeaway.
We talk about that being the having the right people on the bus and then getting the people in the right seats on the bus. So, again, one of my little sayings, sorry.
Butts in the seats. And then from this session, I learned the importance of making sure your contracts with subcontractors are very clearly written out to ensure there's no question that they are a subcontractor and not an employee. We could go on and on about this, and we might need to bring Dirk on to explain this more. But it's important that you're working on these not-so-sexy topics, you know, that make sure you're covered, that you're treating your subcontractors correctly in the eyes of the law, because they're not employees. So I think that wraps it up.
Well, it's not. quite, because it's now time for not so hot off the presses, but definitely happening. And today is really an interesting one for me, because it has been leaked out that there was an internal memo of the American Hotel and Lodging Association board meeting this past spring that revealed that AHLA is launching a national campaign to curb the growth of short-term vacation rentals. Yes, it's true. So Airbnb is the focus of the specifically, they're specifically mentioned several times. It's a five-page report, and this whole home-sharing thing, and they're putting a battleground of Miami, of all places. They are actually funding collegiate studies that will further their position on this. And I have a quote here right out of the leaked report. Right here, yes, in my hot little hands. And it says, quote, "This research will support our fundamental argument about the harms that short-term rental companies pose to consumers and to communities. Further, this research will provide data to buttress our testimonial campaign, which will be forthcoming." And so it further went on to say that they were going to fund studies by universities, specifically Florida International University, and they gave them a $68,000 grant to do a study. And they've also evidently contracted with Rutgers University in New Jersey, and of all places, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I know.
Not Wake Forest.
Exactly. So, yeah, the question certainly is the research really going to be unbiased with all this, and it's going to further their position that vacation rentals may not be the right thing. Publicly, HLA has said there's plenty of room for both hoteliers and vacation rental managers in the hospitality business. But to me, this shows they may feel differently behind closed doors, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. We've woken a sleeping giant. I think this is bigger than Russia and the election, don't you?
It's big. It's disappointing, I will say that, particularly for somebody like me who holds fellow like Pedro Mandoki in very high regard. Pedro was president of the Vacation Rental Managers several years ago, but he was also the only vacation rental manager to ever serve on the board of directors of the AHLA, and he was actually chairman of the AHLA in 2005. And so at that point, there was certainly a bridge in the gap between vacation rentals and hoteliers. Matter of fact, the name was changed during Pedro's tenure. It used to be the American Hotel and Motel Association, and it was changed to the American Hotel and Lodging Association. And now to find that there are some backroom memos that vacation rentals are a threat, that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, and imagine how good we could be if we all joined together in the lodging world. To me, this just feels like a reaction to something instead of becoming a better competitor.
So that'll do it. As we talk, I'm not going to go over all these takeaways, but we had some great takeaways, and we thank everybody for all that they did. Again, apologize for the technical difficulties we had at the VRMA in Orlando, but I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, you got to hear my accent.
Absolutely. Who knew? Well, that'll do it. Right. Thanks, Sarah.
I'll see you next time, Tim.
Okay, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Sea to Ski with Sarah and T, Professional Vacation Rental Managers podcast, brought to you by Sarah Bradford of Winter Park Lodging Company and Steamboat Lodging Company, as well as Tim Cafferty of Outer Banks Blue and Sandbridge Blue Realty Services. Together, Sarah and Tim manage more than 600 privately owned vacation rental properties, and both are regarded as experts in the vacation rental management industry. Music provided by Ben Sound. We encourage your participation on this podcast by sharing it with friends, and please feel free to rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Comments or reviews on this particular podcast can be made on their website, seatoskiwithsarahandt.com, where you can also subscribe to the podcast as well as provide them feedback on this episode or give them ideas for future topics. We look forward to speaking with you next time on Sea to Ski with Sarah and T.